Mayor Villalobos highlights growth, safety, and innovation in State of the City Address. Texas Border Business, by Roberto Hugo Gonzalez, McAllen, TX. Before a packed house at the McAllen Center Auditorium, Mayor Javier Villalobos delivered his fourth State of the City Address, celebrating the city's record-breaking economic growth, commitment to public safety, and investments in education, sustainability, and international trade. This year's event theme, Doing It the McAllen Way, encapsulated the city's spirit of ambition, innovation, and community-driven success. A city without limits. Standing before an audience of elected officials, business leaders, and residents, Mayor Villalobos proudly declared, "The state of McAllen is strong, stronger than ever." The mayor credited McAllen's success to its hardworking citizens, resilient business community, and dedicated city officials. He also paid tribute to his parents, who instilled in him the values of determination and perseverance. "I remember my father coming home with calloused hands and the scent of sweat and fuel after a long day's work," Villalobos said. He took pride in providing for his family. "That is the McAllen way, working hard, pushing forward, and never backing down." Economic boom, a record-breaking year. McAllen's economic momentum reached new heights in 2024. The city generated a record $96.8 million in sales tax revenue, ranking second in Texas for per capita sales tax collections. McAllen was named the 9th best city in the U.S. for small businesses and 5th in the nation for self-employment opportunities. Major development projects, including the $120 million District Urban Center, are expanding business, entertainment, and housing opportunities. Villalobos praised local businesses, real estate developers, and entrepreneurs for their commitment to the city's prosperity. Public safety, the safest city in Texas. One of McAllen's proudest achievements is maintaining its status as the safest city in Texas. In 2024, the city reported its lowest crime rate in 37 years. Villalobos commended McAllen's law enforcement officers and first responders, crediting their dedication and the community's respect for law and order. The city also launched Vision Zero, a traffic safety initiative aimed at reducing pedestrian and cyclist injuries. "Safety is the foundation of a thriving city," Villalobos said. "We are committed to keeping McAllen a place where families feel secure, businesses can grow, and visitors feel welcome." Education and workforce development. Investing in the future. Education remains a top priority for McAllen's leadership, with several new programs aimed at preparing the next generation. The McAllen Collegiate Academy, a 65,000-square-feet facility, opened in 2024 to provide advanced science, engineering, and technology courses. South Texas College, STC, introduced the region's first artificial intelligence, AI, training program in manufacturing, in partnership with Intel Corporation. Texas A&M University broke ground on a $49 million health education and research center, further strengthening McAllen's healthcare workforce. "Our students deserve the best opportunities," Villalobos said. "Through higher education partnerships, we ensure that McAllen's future workforce is ready for success." A leader in sustainability and infrastructure. McAllen continues to lead the region in sustainability and environmental innovation. The $76 million Center for Urban Ecology, set to open in 2026, will be the first in the U.S., offering research labs and green spaces for public education. The city was again recognized as a Tree City USA, honoring its commitment to urban forest management. Water conservation efforts saved 2 billion gallons of potable water in 2024 through reclaimed water initiatives. Significant public transit and road safety investments have improved traffic flow and pedestrian accessibility across the city. Villalobos emphasized that these projects align with McAllen's vision of sustainable growth. "We are building a city that is not only prosperous today but will thrive for generations to come." Tourism and cultural impact, a destination city. McAllen shines as a cultural and tourism hub, drawing millions of visitors annually. The McAllen Holiday Parade attracted 200,000 attendees and won its 8th World's Best Parade Award. The South Pole Illuminated Festival attracted 140,000 visitors, solidifying McAllen's reputation for hosting world-class events. The hospitality industry reported over $100 million in hotel revenue for the third consecutive year. Our city is more than a place to live, it's a place to celebrate, to experience culture, and to create memories. Villalobos said, international trade and connectivity. With its strategic location, McAllen continues to expand its role as an international trade and business hub. The $88 million expansion of the Anzaldúa's International Bridge, set to open later this year, will double commercial truck traffic, bolstering trade between the U.S. and Mexico. McAllen International Airport welcomed a record 1.2 million passengers in 2024, with new direct flights to Austin, Mexico City, Cancun, and Tampa. The city established new international trade agreements with Mexico and France, fostering business partnerships to fuel long-term growth. McAllen is not just a Texas city, it's a global city. Villalobos remarked, "We are strengthening our ties with international partners to create limitless opportunities for our businesses and residents." As Mayor Villalobos wrapped up his address, he reminded the audience that McAllen's success is a shared effort. "We have accomplished so much, but we are just getting started." He said, "The McAllen way is about dreaming big, working together, and building a future where everyone thrives. Our potential is limitless. With record-breaking economic growth, a steadfast commitment to safety, and innovative investments in education and sustainability, McAllen is on a trajectory of continued success, proof that anything is possible when a city dreams big and works hard. That's the McAllen way."